This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm exploring the subject of the five senses, and what a joy it is to work on that project. In a discussion of the powers of the five senses, people often mention the power of sensations to spark memories from the past. One of my least favorite things about myself is that I remember so little from my own life, which is one reason that I'm attracted to any exercise or any practice that helps me recollect things, that helps me to hang on to memories. And I've definitely found that tuning into my five senses has helped me to remember my own past more vividly. The five senses triggered the release of memories I didn't know I had. Moments rise up from the deep past. The other day when I was walking by a bar on Lexington Avenue, the smell of stale beer reminded me of a popular college bar I used to visit. This memory had been tucked safely away, but I'd never called for it. Now that I'm attending so closely to my senses, these earlier impressions are floating up to the surface far more often. The other day, when I was walking in hard-soled shoes across a marble floor, the distinctive sound triggered two memories simultaneously from very different parts of my life. I remembered being about 6 years old and trying on a pair of patent leather shoes in the basement of a department store. My mother told me to walk around to see if they fit, and as I walked on the hard floor, I heard little clicks that made me feel very grown up. I loved those shoes. And another memory flashed up from years later. I was rushing around our apartment doing last-minute preparations for a surprise birthday party that my mother, sister, and I were throwing for my father. Earlier in the day, some flower arrangements had arrived, and as I hurried from one room to another, I heard my heels click against the floor, and I heard 4-year-old Eliza say softly to her babysitter, "My mommy is having a flower party," and I was overwhelmed with the astonishing realization that I was an adult. I was the mommy. I was having a flower party. To this day, when I'm wearing very grown-up shoes and I hear them click against the hard floor, I connect again to my previous selves, the little girl in a department store and the young mother preparing for a party. The five senses help connect us to the present moment, and they also help us to connect with our past. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.